towards the end of this week's parsha, we see Vaydaber ha'am b'elokim Moshe lama halisunu mitzrayim l'mos b'amidbar ki'en lechem v'en mayim v'nafshenu katza b'lechem ha'klokel. Say, we don't have any food to eat, right? We're sick of this man. They're sick of this man. They wanted real food. And Hashem sent snakes to bite them as a punishment for this. And then the end of the story is how they were saved from the snakes. The question becomes, why, if they complained about the food, did Hashem send snakes to bite them? Often we have things that are midah keneged midah. You know, in 2 weeks ago in Parsha Shlach, they complained about Eretz Yisrael, so Hashem took away the privilege of entering Eretz Yisrael. That makes a lot of sense. But what does snakes have to do with complaining about the lechem haklokel, complaining about the quality of the food? So Rashi here suggests, he brings down two deos from the Medrash, and one of them, Yavo Nachash Shalaka Lutzos Diba V'yipara V'motzi'e Diba. The Nachash who was punished for talking bad, right? The Nachash, the appropriate punishment for these Jews who talk bad about Hashem giving them this inferior food, this lechem haklokel. And this also presents a bit of a challenge. After all the sins of Am Yisrael and all these parshas are talking bad about something, right? They talked bad about Eretz Yisrael, and they talked bad about Hashem taking them out to die in the desert, and they talked bad about Hashem punishing Korach v'Adas. So it's all Hotzas Diba. So why Davka, this particular Hotzas Diba, was the punishment of the snakes? So I heard a very, very enlightening suggestion that what was the Hotzas Diba here? It was really different from many of the other complaints we had in the Midbar. Some of the other complaints were based on a lack of faith, right? They complained they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, there were giants there, and it was too hard to conquer, and they would all get killed in battle. They should have had more faith in Hashem. But we understand there was a real complaint there. If they didn't have faith, then they Taka had what to complain about. They complained Hashem took them out of the desert, and, you know, there was no water to drink, and they were all thirsty. They should have had faith, but we understand there's a lot to complain about over here. Nafshinu katzav alechem haklokel. We're sick of this man. What do you mean they're sick of the man? I understand the man is not exactly the same as they were expecting to eat from the produce of Eretz Yisrael, real bread made of real wheat, etc. But we know the man was an amazing thing, right? It landed every day outside their doorstep, and they didn't have any tercha to get it, and it satisfied them, and it provided all their nutritional needs, and the Medrash says it tasted like anything they wanted. The man was this amazing food. You're right, they didn't have a certain kind of bread that they were hoping to have a slightly different recipe, etc. But they had wonderful food here. What was their complaint? Their complaint was, instead of appreciating the wonderful things they had, even with that, even if they don't have any emunah, they shouldn't have had a complaint. They had wonderful food, and they call it lechem haklokel. They had a wonderful thing. Instead of appreciating the wonderful thing they had, they complained because there was something else they didn't have. You know, there's always something we don't have. No one has everything in the whole world. Right? The basic question is, do you appreciate everything you have? If things are good and Hashem provides all your needs and you have wonderful things, do you appreciate what you have? Or do you find the one thing you don't have, the grass always greener on the other side, and complain that you don't have it, and it'll always be the one thing they don't have? That was the Otsas Diba here. We'll go back to the Nachash. What was the Nachash telling him? Ah, that tree. Wait, you're not going to eat from that tree? You can't eat from that tree? How can you not eat from that tree? They were literally, Adam and Chava were, not figuratively, literally in Gan Eden. They were literally in paradise. They had everything. They had, you know, everything they could possibly want. There's just one tree they couldn't eat from. And what did they say? They said, no, we're not satisfied with what we have because we want to eat from that tree also. Instead of being satisfied with all the good that Hashem gave them, they complained because they found one thing they didn't have yet. That was the Hotzas Diba of Adam and Chava, of the Nachash telling Adam and Chava in Gan Eden, and that's exactly why it was Mida Keneged Mida. They'd be punished now. They were just like Adam and Chava in Gan Eden. Hashem gave them the man, the best food. Hashem gave them everything. They complained because there's something they don't. They complained because they wanted something else. Instead of appreciating, they complained. There's an interesting medrash. The Gemara says, Haman min haTorah minayin. Where's the remez to Haman in the Torah? Hamin ha'etz asher tzivisich l'tiachol menu achalta. Did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? Okay, there are many different shots, and how is this a remez to Haman? But on one simple level, Haman in a torment was Haman. What did Haman say? Vayisaper lo Haman is kavod ashrov rov banav yis asher gidlo amelech yis asher niso al asarim yavdei amelech. Haman had everything. He was on the top of the world. He was the second most powerful person in the kingdom. He had riches. He had everything he wanted. He had everything anyone dreamed of ever getting in their entire life. What did he say? V'chol zeh inenu shav aliba ba'isa sharaniru as Mordechai Yehudi yoshev zar. But it's all worthless to me because there's one thing I don't have because Mordechai doesn't bow down to me. He had everything, and instead of saying, it's wonderful, I appreciate having everything, said, no, it's not worth anything because there's one thing I don't have because I want something else. That's Hum Minat Torah Minayim. Where's this Mida come from? It comes from the most basic mistake a human being can make back in Gan Eden. You have everything, and instead of appreciating it, you say it's worthless because there's one thing I don't have. And ultimately, that's the chait of Am Yisrael here, and that's, I think, a very fundamental existential decision that everyone has to make in their life. Hashem is mashpia on us so much tova. Hashem gives us so many great things. Okay, unfortunately, there are people who have tremendous starts in life. People survive terrible persecutions and terrible tzoros, etc., and they have their own challenges how to have emunah. But many of us, we have everything. Hashem gives us so many things and everything we want. And, you know, you would ask someone, you know, our alter Zaidi in Russia, you know, 150 years ago, you would tell them our lifestyle. You would say, that's amazing. That's like Gan Eden. And so many people, instead of just thanking Hashem every day for what they have, are just complaining because what the neighbor has, they don't, and this one thing they also wanted, etc. And instead of having a good life, just manage to ruin it for themselves and fall into this trap. And Amir Hashem, we should all remember to appreciate what we have and not worry too much about what we don't have, and instead be Sameach B'Chalka. Shabbat Shalom.